This is The Brief on the March 2026 Online Safety Newsletter. We're breaking down the absolute must-know digital safety updates to empower you to protect your junior school kids online without any of the fear-mongering. You know, handing a child a fully loaded smartphone is honestly like giving them the keys to a sports car before they even know how to drive. First, let's talk boundaries. EE's new guidance says kids under 11 should really only use basic dumb phones. If your 11 to 13-year-olds do have a smartphone, their social media definitely needs to be restricted and parental controls enabled. Plus, YouTube Shorts now lets you set strict viewing limits, literally down to 0 minutes, and trigger custom bedtime or take a break reminders. Second, once the device is secure, what happens when the content finds them? Social media algorithms track their likes and searches to feed them more of the same, keeping them online longer. So what happens when the algorithm guesses wrong? Well, kids get trapped in echo chambers, exposing them to toxic content like negative body image or misogyny. Thankfully, a new government campaign just launched to help parents spot and talk through this toxic misinformation. Finally, you've set the limits, but what if they just sneak around them? Kids are actually using VPNs, virtual private networks, to bypass home Wi-Fi restrictions and completely hide their browsing history. Oh, and watch out for deceptive media, like Five Nights at Freddy's. The merchandise looks totally child-friendly, but it's actually a jump-scare horror game, carrying a PEGI rating of 12 on Xbox and 13+ on the App Store. Protecting your child online really just comes down to delaying the smartphone, understanding the algorithms, and staying one step ahead of their tech workarounds.